hello! Nice to see you waiting for us.
Hi there, Teach.
Hi there.
Hey.
Hello.
You must be curious to know our grades, huh?
Of course he is. Can we tell him now? I'm so excited. Who's ready to show him? June?
I don't know. I'm quite nervous, actually.
Me too. Teach, who do you think should be first? Oh, that's a great idea. Let's show him our report card together.
Let's do it.
Yeah, sure. Why not?
Ready, girls? 3, 2, 1.
Ta-da!
We passed!
Hey, you good?
Is it not up to your expectations?
It's not good enough, huh? I probably didn't study hard enough.
We sucked. The fuck you laughing for?
April! Language!
Sorry. Hey, Teach, are our grades something to be laughed at? We worked hard to get our grades.
What's up with him?
No idea. But his laugh is quite cute, though.
Did I just hear him say that? Did all of you hear that?
Are my ears playing tricks? That wasn't a lie, right? You're kidding, right?
I think he said it. He said it, guys. He said the sentence.
You're proud of us?
Yay!
Jeez, you scared us. Don't ever do that again, bully.
I thought we were gonna get lectured again. Oh, please don't. I can't take another one of his lectures. My ears will explode.
I'm so happy right now.
Me too.
Guess your tutoring paid off.
All those overnight studies. Ugh, so much pain. But it's all worth it, huh?
Where's your report card? You have to show us.
Yeah, show us.
I bet he's got all A's.
Of course, March. He's the genius in this school. He always gets A's.
Curious to know, too, but I can definitely say he never disappoints us. Right, Teach? Teach?
Something wrong? You can tell us.
I can see your report card in your hand. Let me just... yoink! Alright, let's see.
Hey, don't just snatch it away from him. Give it back.
It's just for a wild cheese. It's not like he gets a... B?
April, you good?
You look shocked.
Teach, this is a joke, right?
April, what did you see? Let me have a look.
I want to see.
Is that
a B?
You got a B? Are you for real? Didn't you say you were going to get
goodness.
All A's?
You promised our dad that we will get better results while you still get A's. What happened?
You studied every day with us. You never slack off, all day and all night.
What exactly happened to you?
It's because of us, isn't it?
March!
What? It makes sense, right? He sacrificed a lot of his time tutoring us. He had to go through so much shit because of us. He didn't even have enough time for himself.
That is true. We were so chaotic back then. But I gave him so much shit, though. I was the last to join study group after 2 months of bitching around. He had to put up with my antics for a long time.
You're not the only one with problems. I kept running away from him because I wasn't strong enough to face my failures. I didn't believe in myself.
I insisted on being independent, but failed to produce good results. I kept avoiding asking for help. I was selfish. I pushed him away because I saw him as a nuisance in my efforts. I wanted to prove that I can get better grades without his help. I prioritized my acting career instead of studying. I used my career as an excuse to avoid studying and ended up not enjoying what I love. It broke me. It's all your fault for dragging him down. We're so sorry.
Hey, look at the bright side, guys. That's next year, right? We can do better. We just need to study harder. That's right. There's next year to work on.
True. Plenty of time for improvements.
I'm looking forward to studying with all of you, especially you, Teacher.
With him on our side, we can help each other. You'll be with us, right, Teach?
You're hiding something. I can tell.
What are you hiding?
Come on, speak up.
We're friends, are we not? Is this about your contract?
What? A contract?
What are you talking about, June? Teach, what is she saying?
Hey, spill it now.
No, you're lying. Tell me this isn't true.
I thought it was just my imagination, but I overheard Dad talking about a contract.
You knew?
I wasn't sure. All I heard was him talking to someone about a 1-year tutoring contract. I didn't stop to think it was him all along.
You could have told us.
I'm sorry.
Teach, why did you keep this from us?
He's right. We would have kept him from tutoring us until his contract ends. If we knew back then, we would have put a lot of effort in pushing him away.
I can't believe this is happening. Who's going to tutor us for the next year? It's impossible for us to do it by ourselves.
Most likely, Dad will hire a new one. Did he say why is your contract like this?
Goddamn, Dad. I'm going to talk some sense into him.
It's useless to talk to him. He's stubborn.
But we can't let Dad do us like this. We are his students, and we have the power to decide whether he's capable of tutoring us. And he is capable of doing that.
Dad will never listen to us, no matter how hard we try.
You can still visit us, right?
You can't?
Stupid contract.
Hey, we can still see him in school. We can still have a study group in the library.
We can't? Why? No more? What do you mean?
He needs to work to help pay off his father's debt.
That means we won't see him anymore, especially in our home.
I refuse to accept this. I refuse.
We can visit his home, right?
Dad will never allow us.
And we can't disobey Dad's orders.
June is right. Dad has a ton of power. If we break his rules, he might hire bodyguards for us. Or worse, get transferred to another school.
I hate this. After all the time we spent together...
May?
What's the matter?
I don't want to see you go. I want to see you eat my cookies again like you used to back in your kitchen.
May?
I've been working so hard to make it perfect. I love seeing you eat them even though they're bad. Oh, you're the only one who eats them. You would compliment my efforts, despite how terrible it tastes. You're so sweet. But who's gonna eat them when you're gone?
I'll eat them if you want.
But I want him to eat it. I want to hear his endearing words. I want him to say, "It's delicious. You did a good job." His sweet compliments give me so much joy. He's the reason why I work so hard.
I feel bad for her now. None of us supported her efforts when she first started baking. Only Teach. He ate them knowing it's bad, but gave support and encouragement so that she will work even harder to achieve her dreams.
That's so him. Kind and supportive, just like a teacher. May, come here. All of us are gonna miss you, you know. Even if we were mere meters away from you in class, it's not going to feel the same once you leave.
I'm going to miss your never-ending support with my acting career. Seeing you cheering on the sidelines gave me a lot of motivation to work hard. I appreciated that.
I won't be able to hear any more of your stupid lectures, although they are somewhat blissful. Your stupid, annoying voice.
I can't survive being clumsy all the time without you to fall back on. You always brought me back up and never once judged my clumsiness. You're so kind to me.
I can't bully the one person that I used to hate, buzzing around me like a fly, pushing me to join the study group. That annoying, determined face. It's the one face that I want to punch, yet caress. I'm talking about you, you stupid.
So what happens now?
Is this goodbye?
I don't want to say goodbye.
Me too.
Maybe it's for the best.
Hey, he's about to leave. We should do something.
We can't let it end like this.
I want him to teach us again. Girls, remember what we wished for? We agree to share our most desired wish till the end.
March is right. Let's settle on a compromise.
For the sake of our sisterly bond,
we each get to share the same thing.
No one shall be left out.
Teacher!
We can't continue our studies or our lives without you.
You've changed us.
You helped us love each other again.
You've brightened our future.
You took care of us.
Without you, we are nothing. Your kindness, your empathy, your determination. We felt it all. All of us. We have fallen for you. You mean everything to us. I need you.
I need you. I need you.
I need you.
I need you.
We need you, teacher. Don't leave us.
Girls, hug him and don't let go.
So warm. Big hug. Yes.
Get out of my way.
We know you love us. Don't deny it. You're attracted to all of us.
You fell in love with us the moment you got to know us better. But you never made any advances.
You didn't want our sisterhood to shatter because of you. We felt the same thing. We've been trying so hard for you to notice us.
We tried to beat each other to get to you.
But it made us fight and quarrel a lot, and that's something we sisters shouldn't do.
Which is why we decided on a compromise.
We all want to spend the rest of our lives with you, till the fateful day comes. We know that one day,
among the five of us,
one will be chosen
as your soulmate,
as your bride.
We know it's too early to think of marriage,
but we have a good feeling that one of us
will eventually be your fateful one.
We'll support whoever is chosen,
and we will have no regrets because
we're one-fifths that make a whole. We're the Tuttlets.
You are more than just
our teacher.
You
are our angel.
Is he?
Yep.
Aww.
That's the first time any of us see him like this.
I can't take it anymore. Come here.
Hey,
no fear. I want to be first.
We'll get our turn.
I've been waiting for this for a long time.
Don't we all?
Always the tryhard.
March, you're one to say. You're such a schemer.
You were very sus about doing things.
I did, didn't I?
April, don't you think you've had enough?
No, I want more. More!
All right, that's enough for you. Let's go.
Wait, no, stop! Don't pull me away! I want to keep kissing! I see an opening. I'm jumping in.
Don't worry. March and I will let you go first, okay?
Yeah.
Save the best for last.
The best? I'm the better kisser.
Oh, really? Have you seen an actress kiss her kisses?
No.
Exactly.
That was fun. All right, who's next?
Me?
You can do it, May.
I'm really nervous. Can we do it slow? Okay, we'll start with a small kiss.
Good job, May.
I like it. Keep kissing me, please.
For your first time, you're doing really good.
Not bad. Those kisses are so sweet.
I envy you, May. I dreamed of having your style of kissing.
I'm so happy being able to kiss you like this. I adore you.
So, this is my turn?
Go ahead.
Okay. Kiss me. Mm-hmm. Really hot. You know, we like our kisses. You always cater to our preferences.
That's because he got to know us.
He took time to learn about us. And it's time we did the same thing. All right, then. April, you want to see how an actress kisses?
Whatever. Just kiss him.
Come here, big boy.
Oh my god.
Wow.
As expected of you, March. April, what do you think?
She's sexy, I admit.
What was that?
She's sexy.
Of course. She's our big sister.
How does it feel to kiss an actress? Consider this an exclusive fan service. May, what are you doing? We're going there already?
What are we waiting for? Let's take it off.
Wow!
That's a nice wiener.
You have a really beautiful member right here. Such a pretty little brother.
Amazing penis.
I prefer if we call it cock. It's sexier that way.
Let's all kneel down in front of him.
Who's going first? Anyone?
I'll go. Now, stay still, teacher. He's enjoying it.
Look at his face. He's so aroused. And he's moaning.
So hot.
This is gonna make me wet. I can feel it.
It's so thick. You're the best I've ever had. Enjoying your fan service? There's more I can give you. I think somebody else needs to go.
My turn!
Whoa, that's some incredible work.
A little messy for my liking, but it gets the job done. Everyone has their style, as long as he enjoys it.
This is the best taste I've ever had. And your pre-cum feels so fucking amazing in my tongue.
Hey, he's moving his hips.
That means he wants more. We'll give him what he wants.
Delicious.
Alright, I've had my fun. May, you can go.
Teach, I'll clean up that mess for you.
You look so adorable, May. Sweet, isn't she?
Yeah.
I can watch this all day.
I'm starting to soak my pants. His cock looks freaking beautiful.
Yeah, it's turning me on. I can't wait to get it in my mouth.
Here we go.
soap my underwear. And that means I'm doing a good job. Right, Teach? I want to be good. I want to be good for you.
Keep thrusting your hips into her.
We'll make you come very soon.
Clean and glistening. Just the way you like it.
Okay. Here I go. Hey, slow down, June. You might choke.
It's impressive to see her going down on him. Has she had practice?
How far can she go?
I can see her neck bulge a little.
Did you enjoy me going deep? I have been practicing with a dildo back in my room. You should have seen me in action while you were studying in the living room. We could have done something together.
Look at her holding her head as he thrusts into her. You could have done it to me too when I sucked your cock.
Jealous? She's jealous.
I think my practice paid off. He's almost spent.
My turn! Down the hatch!
Yes, now that's going deep.
Did you teach her this? She's insane. She must have watched a lot of porn.
I don't think she watched any. She loves to overdo things.
Didn't expect me to go balls deep, did ya? I knew you would like it.
Look at her go!
I still can't believe she's able to do all this.
Seems like our youngest sister has some talents we've yet to know.
I think I may have choked on your pre-cum there.
Looky here.
His cock is twitching.
He's about to come.
Come on our faces, please.
Stroke your cock, teacher. Stroke it fast and hard.
Yes, yes, yes. Keep going.
Come. Come on us. Spray it. Spray it all over us.
Please come. We need you to mess our pretty faces up. He's about to come. Girls, huddle up.
This is gonna be my new skincare routine.
Best skin cream ever.
So sticky and warm. Just the way I like it. All over my face.
That was so fucking hot.
Salty yet delicious. I could use this as my new cookie ingredient. Tastes funky. I love it.
I want this as my breakfast meal. Like a coffee creamer. Yummy.
No, better yet, he is our meal.
All right, girls. Time for the main event. Clothes off.
Okay, take this. Take this off.
Take your skirt off.
Yeah.
Get all of it off.
Shirt off. Take time.
like what you see? Our beautiful tits and pussies all displayed for you. Teacher, our bodies are yours to play with. We've been stripped down to nothing. We're ready for you to fuck us.
Bent over the table.
Our holes are wet and ready.
Play with us. Make us come.
And come inside us.
I'm your first plaything? Yes, play with me. Play inside me.
Your turn now. He's coming to you.
Okay. Please don't take it easy on me. Fuck me hard. Pound your heart out. Go ahead. Take me, please. I want you to thrust every single inch of you inside me. Oh, yes. Is this what heaven feels like? I want this to be an everyday thing. Fucking you every day would be a dream come true.
Me too. They're so hot that I have to touch myself while waiting. But he'll come to us eventually.
I don't think I can feel my legs.
It feels so good.
His cock is a star star.
Good God. I don't know if I can keep this up. You might make me come early. Oh, you feel too amazing. I need you to come inside me. I'm about to come. Shoot your cum inside me. Shoot it all.
Fantasized him so much, she can finally let loose after holding her horniness for such a long time.
So horny? She's going crazy.
Yes, 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 I can feel you twitching inside me. You're about to come, huh? Flood it.
Make me fucking trip. Fill me to the brim. Squeeze my tits if you have to. I think I've peaked.
Now that's a knockout.
Rest well, April. You did good. All right, big boy. Come get your exclusive ticket to paradise. You ready, Teach?
We fit so perfectly.
Does this please you, Teacher?
What a slut!
What are you waiting for? Fuck me senseless and fill me with your hot sticky cum. Yeah, fuck. Oh, yes. Oh, you're so good.
Such sultriness.
That's our big sister, all right.
Faster.
Yes. I wish I could be slutty like her.
She's pretty good. Yeah. I'm not gonna lie.
Fondle my tits. Yes. That's it. Squeeze them. Tug on my nipples. You feel that? My pussy's contracting a little. It means I'm about to come. Are you almost there? Then give me your seed. I want all of your seed inside me. Yes. Are you about to come? I'm gonna squirt all over your cock if you do. Yes. Come inside me. I'm gonna come as well. Come with me, okay? I hope you enjoyed the ride. Did you have fun, Teach? You've cummed in all of us. I want to do it again. Me too. Yes, please.
I wish we could do more, but we can't just spend the rest of the day here. We can't stay in school for too long. She's right.
Can we bring him to our home tonight? It's his last day. Technically, he could still enter.
Highly doubt he can. Dad knows if he's in our home, he will definitely chase him out.
So, this is goodbye?
Yeah.
Teach, are you not able to do anything? Anything at all?
Teach, you serious? You're gonna sacrifice your time to tutor us? What about your job?
A part-time job? But you won't be able to completely pay off your father's debt with the small amount of salary you're getting.
Paying off will be slow, but it's something. He can use the remaining time to tutor us.
That will work, but where can he teach us? We no longer have a place to study together. He's no longer allowed into our home.
I have an idea. I'll use my money from my acting career to buy a small apartment for us. That way, he can visit us.
Won't Dad notice us doing this? He'll definitely want us back.
We'll have to fight against him. He can't force us to do his bidding. We're sisters. We stick together. Remember what we stand for?
We're one-fifths that makes a whole.
We're quintuplets.
Since he is going to make efforts to continue teaching us, we'll do our part in keeping him in. Agreed.
Now that's decided. Teach, you'll continue to stay and tutor us?
Promise you won't leave us? Please?
Yay!
Thank you, Teach.
Thank you, Teach. We love you.